Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Enciarte bounces one back to the mound. Dunsing has it. Shovels to Rizzo. That's the end of the inning. The Braves squander a leadoff double. Leave a man at second.
Oh, man, Funky. That was our funkiest play of the game. Sponsored by Funkaway Odor Eliminating Spray for closing year. Work hard, play hard, smell good. Available at participating True Value hardware stores. Yeah, Nick Markakis was not happy as he was walking back to the dugout, and he was shaking, and he's like, funky, funky, funky. That is just not cool. Cubs beat the Braves today 2-0, the final score. John Lackey gets the win. Mike Foltynewicz with the loss. Cubs 4 up on Milwaukee in the National League Central. Not a lot of hitting today. Our heart of the lineup recap, though, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Schwarber, Rizzo, Happ combined for 4 of the Cubs' 5 hits with a couple of RBIs. Your 2-4-5 guys are the heart of the lineup today in this Cubs 2-0 win over the Atlanta Braves. Coming up here in just a second, we are going to tell you what is next for the Cubs, and I think you are going to like it. Right now, let's hear from Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
He was good. He was really good. I mean, he was making pitches. His velocity stayed up the whole time. Wasn't really threatened, I don't think, really. When he struck out Freddie in the first inning, that really told me a lot, because you normally don't see him look like that on any pitch. So I thought, something's going on here. And I just wanted to be more patient with John today. Was it 83, 84 after 7? Could have gone back out, but the pinch hitting situation was coming up. And again, looking forward, I know it's 80-some pitches, but it's still 7 ups and downs innings, and then you're trying to play a couple more months. So good day for him and for us.
A lot of ground balls today. Just what's working when you see
this? Well, when you do that, obviously there's something at the end where the ball is sinking a little bit at the very end. He threw primarily fastball again, I thought. He had some slider, couple changeups, but primarily fastball. So it had to be doing, whenever you see that, something's happening at the end of the pitch that they're mishitting it. And we caught the ball. We caught the ball nicely again, including a great catch by Schwarber in left field. Another clean game. It's really with the great. He got a 10 from the Latvian judge on that, I think. So it's really a well-played game again. And that's, I love watching. How about Javi's scoring? Now, here's the thing. He thought that the moment the ball was hit. You can't decide halfway there, three quarters of the way there, I'm going to do that. And I know Jonesy being aggressive sending him, but Javi's got to participate in that play, invested fully that I can do this. And that was very large for us.
You can talk about acquisitions and teams make all you want, but if your rotation 5 or even 6 deep is this strong, I mean, that's kind of look out, isn't it?
Well, that's where it happens. Yes, if we continue to pitch this well, we could fill it in on the field and at the plate, et cetera. But we have to catch the ball, which we've been doing better with. And, the starting pitching is, like I said, I think it's trending in the right direction at the right time. Guys are throwing the ball pretty well right now. I see better command of fastball overall. And then out of the bullpen, nobody talks about Brian Dunsing enough. That's twice with Enciarte really putting the ball on the ground. Outstanding. Strobe gives up the double but comes back and gets 2 quick outs, which is obviously very important too. And then Wade did his thing. But all that, they're all complimentary parts regarding us winning right now, and it's kind of clicking in a good way.
That is Cubs manager Joe Maddon, sponsored by Champion Roofing. When it comes to roofing, there is only one champion, championroofing.com, and by Sherwin-Williams for expert advice you can't find anywhere else. Ask Sherwin Williams. Cubs today with a 2-0 win over the Atlanta Braves. Our Allstate Insurance run of the game sponsored by Allstate agent Jim Towns in Chicago. We'll give it to Ian Happ, who had that RBI hit in the fourth inning to make it 2-0. Cubs does it on a 1-2 count. Anthony Rizzo had doubled to make everything possible right there. Before we go any further here on the postgame show, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on this, the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Start your day talking Cubs. Mully and Hanley, mornings live at 5. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Mark Rohde with you back here at Wrigley Field, which has its hush on. It's the hush mode from 37,000 to nobody. A few sprinklers on right now. Some sun still touching the infield and center field right now. Some of the shadows pulling in over the rest of the grass in the infield as they'll get this field ready for tomorrow's 120 game. As a matter of fact, our next game preview is sponsored by the Ray and Raymond Auto Group in Fox Lake and Antioch, your preferred hometown dealers with over 2,000 vehicles, and by Jewel Osco. Before the Cubs' next game, stop by Jewel Osco and stock up on Kingsford barbecue sauce for your next backyard barbecue. The Cubs, again, beat the Braves 2-0 today. Tomorrow, Cubs and Braves, a 120 game at 12:45, the pregame. John Lester returns. I knew you'd like that. 8-7 with a 4.37 earned run average. One Lucas Sims pitching for the Atlanta Braves, 2-4 with a 4.41. All right, thank yous to the people who made this broadcast great today out here at Wrigley Field. Dave Rock and Roll Miska making it sound nice. You haven't been called that in a while, have you? That was the nickname that I gave Miska that nobody in this booth liked, but I like it, darn it. Tony, you have done it again. Our executive producer, Tony Gill, back in our downtown Chicago studios. On the highlights today, my Dirty Frank friend, Brendan McCaffrey, the program director for Cubs Radio, and 670 The Score is Mitch Rosen. So for Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Len Casper, and the Hall of Famer, Ryan Sandberg, I'm Mark Grody. Thank you, Cubs fans, for listening and interacting and being a huge part of all of this. Bernstein and Goff are next.
Bears.
And Bernstein, Jason Goff, Bears. Taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767.
Hold it together, Grody.
I was just thinking, like, that's exactly what you guys wanted me to say, right? Taking your phone calls for the next hour? Is that what's going on?
Bears Friday.
Bears Friday. Okay, good enough. It's a Bears Friday on the Bernstein and Goff Show coming up next. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. Guys, have a great weekend and have a great show on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Cubs postgame show on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Presented to you in part by GAF Materials Corporation, Amazing Goodwill, Four Winds Casino, RSM, The Village of New Lenox, Wintrust Community Banks, and White Castle.
You've got the Cubs game on The Score.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cards for Kids. We're You're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
The kitchen is the go-to place in the house, and the Home Depot is the go-to place for the kitchen. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now from top brands like Thomasville, Craftmade, and American Woodmark. That puts new kitchen cabinets well within reach, and free design services make your kitchen upgrade even easier. It's the heart of your home. Make it the start of something terrific. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 10th. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Out through September 10th.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
The Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater.
There is no loyalty in professional sports. Look no further than Boston Celtic Isaiah Thomas. This guy was literally the heart and soul of the Celtics.
Confederate memorial vandalized over the weekend will be removed in Kansas City, Missouri. The 9-foot-tall memorial dedicated to the women of the Old South by the United Daughters of the Confederacy in 1934 was boxed up for good after 83 years.
83.
Justin and Sheldon, what's up, Justin?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's happening?
Not bad. With the solar eclipse today, do you ever count sheep to fall asleep?
All right. Yeah, there's another bright guy. I thought I'd get more solar eclipse stuff today than I did.
Antifa!
Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Yeah, let's do this, as my guy would say. Okay. Time to have a good time. We're going to have a three-day weekend. You know, make sure it's going to be cold enough, so make sure nobody else gets shot out here in this city. Actually, it's going to be like 84 and 81 over the weekend, so be careful out there. I'm saying goodbye before the show even starts.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because I don't know what the hell today's show has to offer you besides the post-game of a Cubs really well-played 2-0 efficient Atlanta Braves spanking.
Everybody called it. Everybody started to see the way the ball was carrying or lack thereof and said, well, this is usually, though, when it starts doing that and the Cubs have been erupting for all these runs, you think this is the one they lose by that score. It's like, well, you know, it's baseball. It
happens.
But they're
not with the Braves.
Not with the Braves. And not when the Cubs are starting to hit their stride a little bit.
16 straight batters retired by one John Lackey, Big Lack, as Ryan called him in the post game show. So in the month of August, the Cubs scored the most runs in the National League, if I'm not mistaken. So Cubs feeling good about themselves, and rightfully so, after a 3-3 the road trip against the bad teams. You come back and you beat the hell out of the Braves and you beat the hell out of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Cubs feeling themselves right now, and rightfully so.
And Javi Baez adds another aspect, another moment, the mad dash of Javier Baez. Did we ever get a full ruling on
the extensions? I apologized for him yesterday, so I'm not even going to say yes or no. They do look
long.
A little extendy.
Okay.
they do look a little extendy, so I apologize once again.
No one's begging for apologies.
Because, you know, the retractions are never as in big as big a print as the bold statement. So, yeah, I apologize once again to whoever's whipping his butters. Good look. I don't know if he's going out there to Humble Park or if he's hanging out maybe on the south side or on the west side, or maybe he's getting it done at a Paul Mitchell on the north side.
Are there special Puerto Rican barbershops in Humboldt Park?
The Dominicans will fade you up quite nicely.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I know there's also that.
Yes. There's also a
Caribbean hair burning technique, right?
I thought that was Middle Eastern, to be honest with you.
I thought it was.
Or Moroccan.
West Indies
or,
somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It looks like an incense stick that they use to carefully burn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it's called.
The best shaves in New York City you get in Washington Heights with all the Dominicans and all the, you know, Venezuelans and all the, you know, the Latinos.
So if you
not
are
Antifa, but the Latinos.
If you're heading to New York and you need a shave and a haircut, to
Washington Heights.
Washington Heights is your hookup from this man, Jason Goff. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. Email us, Bernstein and Goff, 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live streaming, 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting. I don't know if to do
sexting,
all the proper.
Texting,
670-11. Grossinger Auto Group. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein, and Facebook at 670 The Score, the page there.
Mm-hmm.
And
share it, like it, love it, lick it, touch it,
Instagram,
feel it,
all
smoke
that
it.
Stuff. But hey, look, I don't know what the hell happened at the end of the Bears game last night.
Okay.
But what was that?
What do you mean?
I mean, after Mitch Trubisky, I understand you. Mm. People were arguing against him starting.
Yeah, me. Okay? Yeah, I was one of those guys.
Okay. But they wanted him to prepare. I
wanted to track how he prepares.
I'll meet
during
you
the
halfway.
Week. I got you.
Three series.
They handed off the ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
yes.
Okay. Connor.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was wondering what you were.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Connor Shaw.
Idiocy.
First, it's like he might have a concussion, and my hamstring hurts,
right. and my body's broken,
and you're cut.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
injury settlement.
And,
peace
and,
out.
And bye bye. Thank you for that.
Yeah. My carrot too.
They put Trubisky. Not only did they put him in behind a trash offensive line.
They let him throw.
They let him throw three times. Then they call it. After he's run out of bounds, lands on his wrist. Okay. They call a timeout with 11 seconds left to run another passing play. And he's sacked.
All important reps, Dan Bernstein. You heard every football-y footballington say it yesterday about the all important reps.
I'm not going to go as far as Rosenblum did. If you read him this morning, he said John Fox should have been fired on the spot.
I can dig it.
And I appreciate that. Personally, I'm not ready to go that far. But Fox's responses.
I didn't hear him.
Do not hold water.
I didn't hear any of John Fox's responses. As soon as I was done with Browns Bears. You know how I felt yesterday about this. I didn't think Mitchell Trubisky, all the people who mean something to you shouldn't have been playing that game yesterday. If everything has been decided, I understand. And I've got two very intimidating football people on the outside of this studio right now, and Zach Zabin and Tom Thayer looking in. But I understand that you want to get guys reps that aren't going to get reps during the season. That's fine, whatever. But the fact that guys have been dropping like flies this last week, not only on your team, but around the NFL. Have you seen some of these injuries around the NFL this last week and a half in these
every
damn games that don't matter?
Every
Stop it. If I am an owner right now, I'm thinking, I cannot wait until we get two preseason games and 18 regular season games so we can make sure that our commodities that people will be paying good money for, a lot of money for throughout the season, and the sponsors will be, you know, shelling out all the cash for the TV dollars, making sure that Odell Beckham Jr. is playing, making sure that Le'Veon Bell and these guys are in camp, because they don't. If I'm Le'Veon Bell, why would I report? You got guys getting hurt in games that don't matter, and then for this dude, this guy, John Fox, who I haven't rolled with since he touched down here. I have not been a part of this program since he touched down. For him to put Mitchell Trubisky, the number two pick, and somebody else's commodity. It ain't going to be yours.
He is
somebody else's commodity back in the game. Cut it out.
The single most important Chicago Bear in how long? How long have you looked at anywhere on this roster?
He's the most important Chicago athlete right now.
That is the quarterback of the future of the Bears.
And Cubs fans, I know you're going to bring the pain about Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo.
But you're calling a timeout. This isn't baseball. You're calling a timeout to allow him to drop back with 11 seconds left. In you're losing 25-0 in a game that means nothing.
With the Browns.
With nobody up front to block for him, and he's at the bottom of that pile.
And people are trying to make the team still.
And you think John Paxson wanted to run down on that court and pull Vinny Del Negro's tie when he was messing with a minutes limit for Joakim Noah? Yeah. If I'm Ryan Pace, that's enough where you pull him aside in the tunnel and let's talk. In God's name are you doing?
Let's go talk in the cafeteria. Let's move some of these tables out the way.
Yeah, we've
let's
got
talk in the, let's
come
talk
to
in the
my
cafeteria.
Office or come. There are places to talk, and I know one of them been screamed at. Not just that. I know that there's the room where Mark Trestman was fired where they decided to fire him. That's places where it happens. You close that door and you have that conversation.
And you say, what was the thought process? And if it isn't, if it's exactly what you think it's going to be, after all of that, you say, guess what? You have relinquished some of the decision-making situations throughout the rest of this season with that move. I hope it was worth it. Yeah, I hope the 11 seconds after the timeout. Cut it out. That, you know.
Snap it to a running back. Let him take a knee. Snap it to anybody.
Why are you getting anyone hurt after 11 seconds? You got guys who can't wait to jump on another team's practice squad. Maybe somebody sees something in a third or fourth stringer that, you know, you got injuries at a certain position. Why are you sending anybody out? You're not doing anybody a favor. Never mind the fact that you have the number two pick. Ryan Pace, his legacy is going to go down or go up with this man's career. With Mitchell Trubisky, the man he traded a couple of, you know, picks for to move up one slot because he says this is my Drew Brees. And you're going to throw him out there with the Browns?
I think it's going to be fair to say it won't be the first time he's been hit and won't be the last.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, if this was anybody else. I think we have
that,
been...
That is not acceptable.
I think we have been desensitized with the whole John Fox thing. And usually hearing him say nothing, usually him answering no real questions, him giving no real access. Hell, you got guys who don't know if they can report injuries because John Fox doesn't mention it during the game. That was my phone.
I like that sound. It's a very pleasing sound.
That's my text email.
From mom?
No. That's my email. Oh. But you got guys who can't report injuries during a practice if John Fox doesn't mention it. So the limited access that you already have with this guy and these kinds of decisions, and I said it before, it wasn't second guessing, it was first guessing. I said it before the show ended. I hope, wrapped in hope, stuffed in a box of hope and mailed off to Hope Central, that nothing happens to the number two pick in the draft and the guy that's supposed to be here for the next decade playing football for you at the quarterback position.
So when you saw that, I went away and I DVR'd it because I wanted to watch.
Yeah, I peaced out.
I wanted to watch Ohio State impose their talent level. It's like fast guy.
They came out of the second half like, hey, man, we're all from Florida.
Wait a second. Do you run a 4-2? I do. What about you? Yes, I do too.
But that wide receiver that Indiana has, that was it Nick Cobb?
Oh, the big dude?
That dude that was throwing jump ball. They threw four straight jump balls to him against Denzel Ward, who's going to be a first-round talent. He was balling out.
Yeah, there was early on, there was some competitive stuff, and then they realized, oh, wait a second. Hold on.
We're all from Florida.
Let's run away from them. But so I watched some Cubs. I watched some of that. But when I came back, I was livid. I was so mad I didn't even start to tweet about it. I figured, look, I'm going to collect my thoughts. I'm going to save it. I'm going to write about it in the morning. We'll get our time after the game. I was hoping that we'd get some time because it is. What the hell are you thinking? What are you? He gets hit. It's not the last time he's going to get hit. Seriously?
Yeah.
Fourth exhibition game? You call a timeout to call a drop back?
There was an uproar when Dante Fowler, a defensive end for the Jaguars a couple of years ago, got hurt in minicamp in drills that he had already ran, and you had already seen what you needed to see out of him. He jumped in line to get into another drill and blew his knee out. That was minicamp. That's a defensive end from Florida. This is the second pick in the draft.
It's the future Bears quarterback.
Yeah, man.
I don't care what's involved. I don't care who wants to do what.
Maybe
I don't care what the coordinator's saying.
Not going to be his toy.
I don't care what the coordinator's saying. I don't care what the quarterback is saying. I don't care what anybody. You are the head coach of the team.
He may get three games out of him.
And like these reps are the difference between him being a Hall of Famer and just being a guy.
He may get three games. John Fox may coach three or four Mitchell Trubisky games in his coaching career. So maybe that's the way he's looking at it. You know? We'll put your high-priced toy out there. I got my guy, Mike Glennon, who's not going to turn over the ball and hand it over to the guy I'm going to kill this season in Jordan Howard.
Have somebody take snaps at the end. At the last 11 seconds after that timeout, whoever you want, whoever running back you put in there, take the snap, take a knee, and get out of there.
And this is the other thing, too. If the second pick in the draft is convincing you that he wants to go back into a game and throw a ball, sit your ass down.
I thought good. I thought well, even particularly at the end. You know, I think he wanted to throw the ball, which I appreciate.
Well, guess what?
If I'm coach.
If I'm Mitchell Trubisky, you know what I do today? I go into his office and say, guess what, coach? I want to start. I want to start the first game against the Atlanta Falcons since you take all of my thoughts into consideration, whether it be in game or out of game. Hey, I want to start.
My kid wants to eat Skittles for every meal. You know, a big bowl of Skittles.
Right? Man, like, those Skittles right? That Preetha has, I don't know what flavor they are.
Oh, that's the American mix.
Man.
Yeah.
No, that's why it tastes so damn good.
America.
That's why I've been eating that tropical fruit mix and it hasn't worked out for me.
That's Craig American
done dropped, you know, all these other things. Fruit flies in the house. I get some American Skittles in me. I get bigger guns and a better taste in my mouth.
Yeah, so I'm saying, the answer is no. I don't care what you want to do. The answer is no. You want to wear your underpants to school? No. There's a lot of things I want to do. But no.
Outside the pants, I mean.
I really appreciate that. Okay, great. You appreciate it until they peel everybody off that pile and his foot's facing the wrong way.
Yeah, you get the Alvin Mack situation. All of a sudden, he's on his grandma's porch, and next thing you know, he's at the Enterprise.
Unacceptable. Hey, I want to mention something here that I'm doing, just a little fun thing. You know,
hold on. Before that, 815, if he threw a touchdown, would you be saying the same thing? Yes. Yes, you idiot.
The answer is yes, dumbass.
Yes. The exposure is the problem.
Right.
815, don't go into the Labor Day weekend stupid. Like change that. You got 35 minutes to change that today. I'm sure Lawrence ain't got time for you. I'm sure Bears All Access ain't got time for you. But you got 35 damn minutes. If you're in the 815 and you see a stupid person, to turn that around.
We have 35 minutes to do something else as well. I thought we'd have fun with this. We've been making fun of the saga of my headphones for a while, and you've been laughing about the duct tape and everything else.
An idiot.
Well, after 19 years, this set of cans, 19 years, these predate the Boers and Bernstein show.
By the way, headphones are referred to as cans.
These have heard a lot of things from all the way from Belmont Avenue to NBC Tower to here, and
they also haven't heard a lot of things. If you ask the guy who usually runs the board here,
they are being decommissioned as of today. The Brendan McCaffrey ordered me this brand new replacement set.
Thank you, Brendan.
And it is official that these are done. So what I am going to do, and I'm doing this via Twitter, if you go to @Dan_Bernstein, you'll see a series of three tweets.
I retweeted the first one because he's my partner, no other reason.
Well, I love the charity.
If you
look at the third tweet, that is where we are having via Twitter. We are having bidding on this now signed set of headphones. My label's coming up. Uh-oh. Thank you. This is the now signed set that all proceeds, all 100% of the proceeds are going to benefit Camp One Step, the camp for kids and programs for kids with cancer and leukemia. All proceeds, 100%. So
if you want to put your head inside,
this is history here.
The two decades of straight trash that this man has spit on these airwaves, then knock yourself out.
Think about what these have heard.
Think about the kids. Don't think about his big dumb head.
And they work. They work just fine. It's just this one ear has fallen off.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to get some doctor whose kid loves radio and wants to be in radio. You're going to get some doctor to bid like a grand on those and then give them to his kid to like wear throughout his career. And then he's going to look back on it and say, these were Dan Bernstein's headphones.
Well, these are
That's the reason why I succeeded.
I want them to be burned like an NBA free agent's jersey.
Or a Viking funeral. Like I mean, with the flaming arrow.
You bid the most. You can do whatever the hell you want
to
do with them.
We're going to try to allow these to do some good and
I want them to end up in Englewood
for kids with cancer and leukemia. So what you're going to do if you want to, I think right now,
next to Gennaro Pargo.
Right now the highest bid is at $200.83.
That's it?
$200.83.
But the headphones alone are like worth $85. Yeah.
But it's in reply to the third tweet in the three. That's where the bidding is going to be up until 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time. It's got to be timestamped. It's 6 p.m. Central Daylight. So however Twitter does that, I think they use Eastern.
They figure it out. Yeah.
But that's how I'm going to do it, and then I'll figure out via Twitter how to do it, how to get to you, and how we can get the money to the kids.
The third one.
So that's the third one, and So it's been so if almost you wanna... 20 years, almost as long as my marriage, longer than the Boars and Bernstein show.
Mm-hmm.
And
older than your kids, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things, a lot of sound has come through here.
Yeah, a lot of ideas have been stolen and regurgitated right underneath those headphones.
That's what producers are for. Right.
This man has worn these headphones through a lot of partnerships, a lot of bad weekend shows. What else? Did you wear them while you were doing your voice work stuff for the video games?
No.
Did you bring your own headphones in?
This has been...
So the stink of those video games aren't on those headphones.
No, this has been just studio work here in from Belmont to NBC Tower to here.
Belmont, there's a nice piece of radiation on those as well, too.
Right. Might stunt your growth if you're kidding.
Put them in your fish tank and see what happens to you. Your beautiful goldfish.
And I don't know what they look like at night because they've always been kept here or in a bag somewhere, so I can't answer to that. But if you want a little, if these might mean something to you, more importantly, if the cause means something to you for Camp One Step, just go to @Dan_Bernstein and look for tweet 3 of 3 in that string, and you can put your bid in there between now and 6.
Do it for the kids.
In Durant, Iowa, it's Wes on the score. Hello, Wes.
What up, Wes?
Hey, guys, love your show.
What's good in Durant, Iowa today, buddy?
Well, my question is with Mark Sanchez, where is he on the depth chart, and why didn't he go out there at the end of the game?
Well, because they said they weren't going to play him. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky and Connor Shaw were slated to start. It seems as if Mark Sanchez wasn't a part of the game planning so that they can get those two guys as much game planning as possible and kind of monitor how they went about their business throughout the week. And Mark Sanchez must be the second quarterback on the depth chart. I'm just basing that off of everything that I've read and heard. I'd be surprised if Mitchell started the season as the backup.
Yeah, it sounds, though, like people close to the situation think that Mark Sanchez is going to be elsewhere. So, where are you going?
Scoreboard update.
It's 5.
Wait, who did?
Zach
said that...
Yeah.
Trubisky is going to be the second quarter.
No. Mark Sanchez.
Oh, okay.
And Tom didn't say anything. Tom just looked at me. Yeah. He didn't. Tom doesn't speak to me until I go out there and I hug him because he's a big physical man. That's a good looking man right there.
Who?
Tom Thayer.
He knows it.
Kidding me?
You don't need to tell him.
See the shoulders on that dude after all these years?
Think about that. Think about it. Look at his teammates. Half his teammates are dead, Tom? And half are
Tom Thayer's teammates
over.
Look like mutants, and he still is a good-looking man.
Because he is somehow siphoning off their life force.
Like every time there's a get-together, he just touches the fridge and whatever is left in him, he just goes into his body.
He made Wilbur Marshall unable to walk and all this. He just goes over to the...
He stares at Otis Wilson's crotch and just gains all the energy in the world.
Everybody's doing that anyway. But he's part of the
get together.
By the end of this, he's going to be like the Nietzschean Ubermensch.
Dude, and it's three people who have gotten younger over the years: Brad Pitt, Pharrell, and Tom Thayer. Those three people in Hollywood entertainment and football.
All of the extant life force of the 85 Bears is being siphoned off by Tom Thayer.
He's a dreamboat. Sorry, Julie.
Huh? Oh, me?
Yeah.
All
Dream
right.
machine.
5:31 in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Ticket, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs won their fifth straight this afternoon at Wrigley Field, downing the Braves 2-0.
Here's a liner caught by Zobrist at second base. Three up, three down. Lackey mowing down the Braves. 16 straight retired.
Pat Hughes with the call here on 670 The Score. John Lackey pitching an absolute gem today. He went 7 innings, giving up just 3 hits and didn't allow a single run, making it Lackey making his case for a spot in the postseason roster. He improves to 11-10 on the season. Anthony Rizzo 2-for-3 today with a walk. Ian Happ and Kyle Schwarber with the RBI. Cubs improved to 14 games over .500 on the year. John Lester makes his return to the rotation tomorrow when he faces off with the Braves' Lucas Sims at 1:20. White Sox getting set to take on the Rays tonight at home. Ronaldo Lopez activated off the 10-day DL and promptly gets the start tonight. He'll face Blake Snell. Carson Fulmer recalled from Charlotte, and David Holmberg also back with the big club as part of September call-ups. Last night, the Sox acquired minor league infielder Edward Tyquan Forbes from the Rangers in exchange for right-handed pitcher Miguel Gonzalez. First pitch from Guaranteed Rate Field tonight at 7:10. Bears are in the process of trying to get down to a 53-man roster by 3 o'clock tomorrow. Today, they cut ties with quarterback Connor Shaw and wide receiver Victor Cruz. The Browns have bid farewell to quarterback Brock Osweiler. They still owe him $16 million. And Saints wide receiver Willie Snead suspended the first three games of the season by the league for an offseason DUI charge. In soccer, the U.S. men's national team will play Costa Rica in a World Cup qualifier tonight at 5:55. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Looking for adventure this Labor Day? Look no further than the Chevy Labor Day sales event. Head to your local dealer and ride out the summer in a new Chevrolet. Find new roads at your local Chevy dealer by September 11th. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Braves at 12:45 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard up.
Anytime you go out, there's a risk. I mean, truth be told, you know, I think a journalist referred to at some point we won't be able to practice anymore. But football's a rough game, no doubt. You never want to see people get hurt, but it is part of the game. And so I don't know that we exposed Mitch a whole lot, but I can also say anytime you trot between those lines, you're exposed. Experience. You know, he really hasn't had a lot of experience. So like any young players, the more they're out there, that experience is very valuable.
Garbage. That's garbage in this particular case. What are you trying to prove?
If that's the case, just run all the ones out there exactly. The entire game.
Risk reward. It matters. That is garbage. And Ryan Pace should be calling him in and saying, what are you talking about? Experience of tearing a knee in an exhibition game. That's good experience. That's worth that risk. Are you watching what's going on? Are you paying attention to what's happening to your team and every other team out there? What just happened to the quarterback that was on the field that you just waived injured with a settlement? This is the most important Chicago Bear in a long time. And it is inexcusable. I love the fact that Rosenblum went right there and said that that's a fireable offense.
Yeah, especially if you're not a long, like, it'd be different if you're going to have a long-term relationship with him as a head coach, too. If I'm Ryan Pace, you're looking at a guy who doesn't think he probably is going to be here next year if you don't win 9 games, and this doesn't look like a 9-game, you know, talent-laden roster. So, yeah, you don't let other people mess up your home, you know, and it seems like some other guy came to your party and just messed up your home and is getting ready to leave this year in John Fox. Yeah, it's not about him not getting hurt. It's about the exposure. It's about the risk, as you mentioned.
It's not about what did happen. It's about what could have happened. And you're all like, well, anything could happen. Yeah, that's the point. And you think that is a materially valuable moment? You took a timeout. You took a timeout with 11 seconds left in a fourth exhibition game.
Convinced you that he wanted to throw a ball again. What does that say about you?
The answer is no.
Because what are you showing him confidence in him in a preseason game? You show confidence in him by starting him and saying, hey, thank you for preparing the way you did for the entire week. Here's your start. Oh, by the way, you're going to hand the ball off 8 straight times. I don't get it. I didn't want to see him start last night. Maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I've never played the game. I've never coached the game. But I've seen a lot of people get injured in these meaningless games, and I don't want that to happen to a quarterback that I'm looking forward to watching. And I've seen a wide receiver get hurt a couple of years in a row now, and that was the 7th pick overall. This was supposed to be the guy that was paired with him. And I don't want to see my number 2 pick overall get hurt in a similar fashion.
This segment is brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. By the way, the bidding on these decommissioned signed headphones currently at $260. We've got 22 minutes to get that number up. If we get it to 500, we can send one kid to camp for, well, it's half of a week's camp tuition for Camp One Step.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal. It pays for half of a one-week camp tuition for a kid with cancer or leukemia to attend Camp One Step. So that'd be great. It's just the closest we can get, and these could be yours. Just go to Twitter, at Dan_Bernstein, and look for tweet 3 of 3, and you can bid between now and 6 o'clock. And please do. So we're trying to do that as we head into Labor Day weekend. More to come on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Hey, it's Jason Goff, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Anita. Amy worked hard for Anita with 11 showings and 7 offers within 1 week on the market, and the house was under contract in 6 days for $10,000 over the asking price. Anybody could put a sign in a yard, but Amy sells homes. And with Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash, or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. And Amy Kite doesn't go back on her words. Trust me, mister. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881, or online at amywillsellyourhome.com, and get packing to
shop Lowe's this Labor Day for great buys to help you enjoy your outdoors a great deal more. Freshen up your landscape with premium mulch. Now 5 bags are just $10. And if you're having people over to celebrate the holiday weekend, be prepared to grill with a 2-pack of Kingsford charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 8/30 through 9/13. Charcoal offer valid 8/31 through 9/4. Limit 2 per customer. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Right now, save 50% off everything at Gap Factory and 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory. That's right, 50% off or more on everything in stores and online. Save with tees starting at $6.99 and 40% off clearance at Gap Factory stores. And at Banana Republic Factory stores, fabulous tops start at $9.99 and 50% off clearance. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Shop Lowe's this Labor Day and find great deals for your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off select appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 8/24 through 9/6 via rebate. Appliance offer valid 8/24 through 9/13. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, to get approved to purchase a home before talking with a realtor. Other lenders, I'm sure you've heard this, will pre-approve you or pre-qualify you. Those are worthless. David will approve you to purchase a home, so you'll know then exactly what you can afford. So with a Team Hochberg loan approval, your offer will stand out because you'll be able to close within 10 business days of signing a contract. As long as there's no appraisal or title challenge and the condo's warrantable if purchasing a condo, a Team Hochberg approval is the next best thing to a cash offer. Submitting a contract with a Team Hochberg loan approval will stand out from the other offers, unless the other buyers have a Team Hochberg approval letter. So to secure your loan approval, call David, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If anything happens to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Air Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Go-Go Squeeze. Things are so different today. Kids have turned down snack time trades because of Go-Go Squeeze. All natural, just 100% orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Kids love it. So will yours. Go-Go Squeeze. Lawrence Holmes is here, and he will be on after Bears All Access. What's happening, Lawrence?
I'm kind of looking forward to...
I'm looking forward to
hearing me.
You. There you go.
I'm looking forward to Bears All Access. I was talking with Zach and Tom. And you know, I was thinking about this.
What's up?
If the Score had a football locker room, then my locker would be in between yours and Zach's.
Why?
We would be on like
fight all the time.
No, we would be on the defensive. Like, you know, I'm kind of the bridge to Zach, so he needs a bridge. So my locker would be next to yours, but we would be on the defensive lineman side of the room. I think that's how it would work. Like we would have like the back corner.
Who would be sitting there naked like Charles Haley showing all the sponsors what a man he is?
B-Mac.
Or Herb.
Yeah.
No, Herb is a little bit more...
aware than that.
Yeah. he's more... Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, it would probably be Shane, right? Wouldn't Shane be the... The naked guy Shane in the locker room?
Shane this be, has been look, Shane's week, by the way.
Shane would be upside down in a cold tub.
Is that what you'd be that's doing? That
would be suicide?
No. Oh. Placed there.
Oh, you say, okay. So
yeah, the moment practice ends, that is dragged over to the cold tub face first.
Or taped to the goalposts.
Yes.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Shane's a thick man now.
He's gonna have to
put up a fight.
Well, with
his big meaty hands. Dude's got hands like he's got hands like a like somebody who drinks too much soda. Like his hands are
you saying he's
swollen.
Got the gout?
Yeah, what are you saying? Have you ever shaken his hands? Yes. You shook his hands? I mean, they're ridiculously big.
Yeah, it's like
it's like mitts.
It's like when Doug Buffone slapped me when we were shadow boxing.
Man. Oh,
you ever get the playful slap from
Doug?
Yeah,
see the stars.
And right, he wasn't even trying. And I made the mistake of assuming a boxing stance. They just sort of
don't do that.
No, it was brutal.
The best would be like watching a game with Doug.
Yeah, I know. He'd start grabbing you.
He'd grab you, or if he'd get excited and he'd hit you, and you'd be like, you go flying across the room.
Way too strong.
Even in his
older age, like he was still stronger than most 25-year-olds I knew.
And still really quick. Yep. Too.
Yeah.
Like you're like oh.
He'd every once in a while he'd like spar with you and I'm like, hey man, I'm not for those games. I'm part time.
Right, it's like the woman with those lion cubs. Or like the guy who walks among the grizzly bears.
Was not a lion cub. Don't
just
do
saying
that.
Like these things that mean well but don't know their own strength.
Last year this time I was down in Louisville and so I was being escorted around by a guy that knew Doug very well and watched Doug play. And the stories that Doug used to tell us, you know, smelling the smoke off the bat and that sort of stuff. Really this guy took us on a tour of the stadium where Doug is in the Ring of Honor. And he goes, okay, this used to be the old baseball field. And he drove us around. He's like, this was home plate. And now there's like a overpass out where the outfield wall. He's like, Doug hit one over the wall. So even the people who...
They know what's up.
They told the stories about Doug.
Legendary.
All right, now see, you're in a position of authority now as NBC Chicago pregame, postgame Bears host here. So the gravity with which you weigh in on Bears is now doubled. So what the hell was John Fox doing at the end of that game?
I have no idea. I mean, there was some talk that Sanchez wasn't available or whatever.
So what? Snap it to a running back and take a knee.
Look, how about your timeouts? Right, exactly. That's the thing. When you go back through this and you start looking at it looked like they had started the game off as let's get out of here. Let's have Mitch hand the ball off and let's get out.
Dave, you get the week of prep, see how he responds as a starter. Okay.
You want to practice him taking snaps from center against live competition. All of that stuff is fine. And then you get to the end where you've asked him to hand the ball off time after time after time, to the point where the fans at Soldier Field were booing Mitch Trubisky and the offense when they were out there.
After the third series.
And then after that, after, and remember who's the DC for them.
Greg Williams.
The most head-huntingness, yes, DC out there. And you already saw one quarterback go down.
There, kill the head is his word.
Kill the head,
right?
Kill the head, kill the head.
And what people aren't understanding is it's not about what Mitch wanted to do. I want to play. Dan wants to play. We can't play.
Yeah, you want to play. No, I really don't.
Like, everybody wants to play. Everybody would want to play. Yes, he knows this is the end of preseason. He's probably not going to get another rep. It's stop. Like, people are comparing this to Marines and Army convoys leaving for Iraq and greeting them when they returned. And we were there to support a rear. I always wanted to go with them. I never wished to not play, even during the war. I guaranteed
That crap off.
Mitch loved those seconds and wished for one more pass to end the shutout. What are you talking about? No, he didn't. And everybody's sitting there with their sunflower seeds on the sideline. Like, when can we go back inside? I don't even want to be rolled up on the sideline. Let this clock run out.
Right. This is a useless game. That's why I don't understand the people who are willing to die with this argument of, well, he wanted to play and all know that it's a useless game. Like, for some reason, we have stopped believing now that the fourth preseason game is useless for a guy like that. Yeah. Look, it is valuable to guys who are trying to make rosters. Trubisky is on the roster and is going to be
For a long time.
And exposing him like that, the risk reward just was not there.
I will say this though, he's got to stop grabbing those shirts fresh out the pack. Did you see the tic tac toe lines on his shirt? That's when you just bust open. That's when you're popping tags for real. Like, you got to get, hey Mitchell, have someone iron your shirt. Like, you are now the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. You cannot have the tic-tac-toe lines on your shirt anymore.
Hang it in the shower. That's the old bachelor trick, that you can hang it up. If you hang it up in the shower, it'll
just... But won't it be damp?
No, not in the water.
No, let it steam. I understand hang it in the water.
Right, but then you take it out and give it 5 minutes, and you're fine.
We'll just iron it.
There's at least one guy there.
Or just take a minute and a half.
He doesn't own an iron.
And run the smoother over.
He doesn't own an iron.
Yes, he does. No. That guy with the tweets he was firing out?
Just moving to Chicago. You think he's purchased an iron?
Yes. Yes.
He's gone to like Bed Bath & Beyond
I believe the young man owns an iron.
Or a steamer.
Or a smoother.
Those are a lot cheaper.
He hit him in the head with a smoother.
Or someone will do it for him. If that's what he would like.
He is the...
T-Man.
He is the...
Take care of the sports.
T-Man sure ain't ironing him, but T-Man sure will find you a guy that'll iron it.
They got the stand-up steamers, where you can just stand them up on a coat hanger and just do your thing right there.
Every quarterback's got to find their...
Their fashion niche?
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't go bolo tie.
You leave Philip Rivers out of this.
As long as he doesn't... Because that immediately makes you as fertile as any quarterback in the NFL.
Eight kids, right?
I believe it's eight.
He's up to eight. He's got eight kids. He's got to keep playing.
His wife has been pregnant for 80 months, maximum 80 months, minimum probably 72 months of their marriage.
His wife has been pregnant half of their marriage. She's been pregnant.
He hates his wife. His wife has been pregnant for 72 to 80 months of their marriage.
And I actually understand him being like, I don't want to leave San Diego because... Like, what are you going to do with them? How them kids going to get
when
to the
game? When they go anywhere, has to drive one minivan and he has to drive one. Like, to dinner.
Because you got two nannies, right? Minimum? Yeah. Yeah. Minimum.
Got to.
For eight kids?
That's reality show stuff.
Yeah.
That's like Kate plus Kate, eight. Yeah,
John and Kate plus eight or whatever it
was. Yeah, well, I mean,
she's a complete freak show.
Wow.
I never watched that show. I would just check into the news and say, oh, okay, she's doing this now, and he's with this porn star, and yeah, it was a lot going on. It was a lot happening.
Now, let's be clear. We're not talking about Philip.
No. Or Mitchell. We're not talking about Mitch yet.
You talk to Thayer about it. He's like from a family of 16 or something like that.
Joliet Strong.
Right?
And is that right? Well, Thayer was born in the days where people were spitting kids out two at a time.
And you had to work the land. You got to get a bunch of kids out in Joliet.
And 11
of
your siblings died.
Ladies were getting married when they were 12.
Right. Like, he's been to more funerals than the rest of us.
Come on. Like, that was,
they all started to work in the mines at age 8.
Right.
Steel mills. Right. Joliet. That's where they were out there working. You got to get them out there early. That sort of thing.
I never understood it.
People still worried about drop
foot. I come from a family of 12. Like, I can't even fathom first.
That's the old days, though. Well, because every time.
Well, unless you're Philip Rivers white.
That's what I'm saying. Every time you went dipping in the well had a little something for you. The bucket came back very full. You know? So that was different. Like, now.
He's got to play forever. And I know that, like, I'm serious. I know that we look at, like, he's got $100 million or whatever.
Still, bro.
That's still eight kids still. Going to college.
I was gonna say, what if all those kids go to Northwestern?
That won't happen. He wears a bolo tie.
Dude,
so think about it. $1.6 million.
Look at the rack rate for some of these kids.
$1.6 million for college tuition alone, right? Eight kids, 200 grand.
Oh, that's a minimum.
That's what I'm saying.
Does NC State just allow all of his kids to go there for free?
No. Yeah, no. You're paying. Thank you for having these kids.
All these kids are gonna be like,
thank you for having them. Come on through to the spot.
They don't want to be textiles majors.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, this guy.
Wow, there it is. that Duke thing just popped right back up.
Yeah. No, the train's never late.
What was it? If you can't go to college, go to state. If you can't go to state, go to jail.
Wow. Damn. Well, congratulations to everybody moving into UIC and Chicago State and all the surrounding schools here.
That's the Cameron crazy
cheer. Have a good first week.
It hasn't changed.
You know, Lawrence and I support you in your venture.
There's someone driving their kid down to school right now. Yeah. Just like, I'm going to punch Dan Bernstein in the face.
Or looking at their child like, see, told you wasn't going to be nothing.
You're going to have to punch every Cameron crazy. That's been the chance for 40 years.
Don't blame it on them. It's Terrell.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
That's the way it was,
right,
huh,
exactly.
Dan?
Yeah, Dan.
That's
what's
right.
Next?
I'm a man of another time.
Dan jumps in his General Lee on the way out to the parking lot.
All right, right now the bidding on the signed 19-year-old headphones here for the kids at Camp One Step is at $383.83, and you've got everybody gets the bid. You've got another 5 minutes and 40 seconds. If you go to @Dan_Bernstein on Twitter, look for tweet 3 of 3 to get in on the bidding. But right now, you just have to top 383.83, and these can be yours. It is Bears All Access, then it's Lawrence Holmes. Have a happy and very, very safe Labor Day weekend, and then get these kids back to school.
Yeah.
Oh, out of the damn house.
Get these kids back to school safely.
That
all right.
Too.
So thank you to everybody who listened all week. Thank you to everyone who text and
we thank the producers.
Let me get through to
I didn't
it
know
then.
You were doing that because I wasn't
just, just back up off me.
I'll sit over here.
Thank you to our executive producer, Nick Shevkowski.
Let's get back to the phone lines. A lot of people want to check in. We'll get to Joe on the road. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, great show. I just like to congratulate Big Cat and Olin on their long careers with the Chicago Bears. I've been a season ticket holder since 83, and you know, you guys are the real unsung heroes on the team.
83.
Not really. Our Sultan of Sound today, our guy wearing his score polo out here repping, Brendan McCaffrey.
People, we're in danger of losing our funding. America isn't interested in space exploration anymore.
Maybe we should finally tell them the big secret, that all the chimps we sent into space came back super intelligent.
No, I don't think we'll be telling them that.
Don't look at me like that.
It's your guy.
Thanks
wrap up the show.
Everybody for listening and all that. There's still plenty more to come today with Bears All Access. And they got a lot to talk about. The cuts are in. First round of cuts is coming in. They're going to be talking about it, keeping you updated as more roll in. And then it's going to be Lawrence on into your weekend. So we'll talk to you Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
We're done here.
With an unmatched team of Bears experts and a mission to focus on Chicago sports, Bears fans know that no one can compete with us when it comes to Bears talk. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey, Jason Goff here. get your hotspot game together this weekend. You're not going to be in the house a lot. You need to hook up to a hotspot to get that Wi-Fi level speed, but you don't want to pay those data overages. And if you're with AT&T, they only got 30,000 hotspots nationwide. What you need to do right now is hook up with Xfinity Wi-Fi and their network of hotspots that keep you connected to the internet around town, like I mentioned, at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as Xfinity internet customers who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher, like myself. 15 million hotspots. I almost went 15 million thousand. I almost created a new word because that's how many damn hotspots. 11 trillion hotspots all over town. That's what Xfinity has for you. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in the places you need them the most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends pretty soon here. September 21st, 2017. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Now to
patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Shop Lowe's this Labor Day for great buys to help you enjoy your outdoors a great deal more. Freshen up your landscape with premium mulch. Now 5 bags are just $10. And if you're having people over to celebrate the holiday weekend, be prepared to grill with a 2-pack of Kingsford charcoal now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch